Last week, Pennsylvania residents had the opportunity to voice their concerns or support for the Constitution Pipeline Project, which would enter New York through Broome County and connect to an existing pipeline in Schoharie County. Matt Martin reports it was the last public hearing before final approval of the proposed pipeline.
Tension ran high at the hearing at Blue Ridge High School in New Milford, PA. It was a battle of words between union members who want the jobs the pipeline would bring and landowners concerned over fracking's negative effects. The proposed pipeline would run 124 miles of 30-inch pipe. It would start in Susquehanna County, pass into New York, and cut through Broome and Delaware counties on its way to connect with the already existing Tennessee Gas Pipeline in Schoharie County. Both sides at the meeting were passionate. People spoke for over 2 hours.
And this pipeline should not be
built. We can no longer afford to wait for unjustified delays.
The public forum was on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC's, draft environmental impact study on the proposed pipeline. Rebecca Roeder lives less than half a mile away from where the pipeline would begin. Roeder says FERC isn't doing enough to protect property owners.
You and FERC have an opportunity to take America back for rural communities like mine, or to give a corporate partnership eminent domain to steal American land. Do the right thing and deny this application.
Union worker Dave Reynolds stepped to the mic wearing a neon green shirt that read, "Our jobs are on the line."
I've been pipelining for about 4 to 5 years.
Before working on pipeline projects, Reynolds grew up on farms in the region, and he says the oil companies have strict regulations that lower the risk of any environmental impact.
But I'll tell you, the farms I've ever grown up on, we never had spill kits. We never had diapers. You know what we did? We kicked the dirt over the hydraulic fluid and walked away. Is all the farms that I've worked on in this area have polluted way more than any pipeline that I've ever been a part of.
I'm Matt Martin for WRVO News.